Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Now, more of the John Chuckery Show
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. You mentioned it's Lionel Richie's birthday today, so Chuck Rose gets first quest. Little Love Will Find a Way from Lionel. Is he one of the great songwriters of all time?
I'm not mad at you if you put him in there.
Is his most famous song, We Are the World?
Ooh.
He wrote that with Michael. You know that.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. You know that story?
So I don't know the story. I do know that he wrote it with Michael, but I don't know how it came to be.
So they wrote the song after the American Music Awards, which is really, for a long time, was bigger than the Grammys, was the American Music Awards.
Okay.
Like, that was the more prestigious thing than the Grammys. Right. So after the American Music Awards, Harry Belafonte and, Michael's producer for Thriller. Why am I drawing my blank now?
You mean Quincy Jones?
Yeah, Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones and Harry Belafonte, this is like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. They got everybody in studio from the American Music Awards, and they basically told everybody, check your egos at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were going to do this song and everything like that. And a lot of the artists did think it was kind of campy, but they wanted to be a part of it. And there was a few artists like Prince and stuff like that that didn't end up being part of the USA for Africa and We Are the World and all that kind of stuff. But they really made it a point to, like, look, don't come in here with any egos. Don't think you're better or lead, whatever like that. But they wrote the song, and obviously it was a big number one hit and all that kind of stuff. So only about 10% of the money made from that song actually got to help the people of Africa. Because, again, I mean, and it's because of all the red tape, bureaucrats, money went to the governments, you know.
Right.
The people didn't get the money. I mean, and again, it's all this big show when you do these kinds of things. And they made a whole big production of it and all that good kind of stuff. But only about 10% of the money actually got to the people of Africa when all was said and done. So that's the deal. And again, a lot of warlords and everything else just pocketed the money, you know. Oh, they're feeding. I mean, look at how, you know, okay. I mean, again, at the end of the day, that these things never, they never work out. When right. when you give to these third world countries and stuff, there's such a small percentage of
nine
people.
Times out of ten, it's going to some corporation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, or some warlord or dictator or whatever. That's why those guys live high on the hog and the people are sitting out there suffering. So anyway, Braves tonight, they do beat the Philadelphia Phillies for their seventh win in a row. Now 9 games up. You know who else won tonight? Cincinnati Reds. This is their 10th straight win tonight. First time since 2012 that they have 10 straight wins. And their franchise record is 12 wins. So think about that. So when you talk about hot teams, that's who the Braves are going to play this weekend. Is they're going to be in Cincinnati to take on the Cincinnati Reds. So that should be a fun series with the Braves coming in. And I guarantee you the Reds will be jacked up for that series. Now, what would be great is the Braves go in there and humble them, like the Iron Sheik.
Would be nice.
Just go in there and put the camel clutch on them and humble them when all is said and done. Somebody on the text line asked Mick or Nick Jenkins.
Mick Jenkins with an M. M-I-C-K and then Jenkins, how you would typically spell it.
Okay. So they're thanking you on the text line for that artist nugget.
Oh, well, look at me.
Yeah. I mean, again, does everybody know about Mick Jagger? I mean, so I didn't think anybody didn't know who Mick Jagger was, but anyway. Anyway, good stuff there. Let's get to a college football roundup.
It's time for the college football roundup. A complete look at all the collegiate football action. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Are you one of these gamers? Are you a gamer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Have you seen where EA Sports is being sued by a licensing group and what this could mean for the college football video game as NIL issues arise? So the Brander Group, the B-R-A-N-D-R Group, which negotiates group licensing deals for over 50 Division I schools, is suing EA Sports over name, image, and likeness deals being offered to athletes for the upcoming EA Sports college football video game. According to documents obtained by Front Office Sports, EA Sports reportedly contacted the Brander Group several times from 2021 to 2022 to discuss its plans to offer NIL deals to athletes, with transactions being negotiated through the Brander Group. However, in May of 2023, EA Sports chose to work with One Team Partners to facilitate any group bargaining. So the Brander Group is arguing that it still should be allowed to negotiate any contracts or deals for athletes at the schools that it represents. It also made the claim that EA Sports' decision to offer the ability to opt into a deal that does not include the Brander Group is tortoise interference.
Huh.
I don't know what turtles have to do with it.
I was going to say, what do turtles have to do with this?
why do turtles get a bad name out of all of it? So, multiple reports have indicated that the current deal worked with Team One Partners offers around $500 to each player that opts into having their name, image, and likeness used in the game. College Football Players Association President Justin Falcinelli urged players to boycott EA Sports game in response to their reported offer. "You should not participate in this," Falcinelli told On3. "It is a simple cash grab to just try to get you for the lowest amount possible, and it's One Team Partner and all the organizations that don't really represent the player's best interests." So basically, obviously, what they're trying to do is get everybody on the cheap to come on board to be able to use them, right? Mm-hmm. Because, again, this is where the video gaming industry is where this all started. Because Ed O'Bannon was watching himself on NCAA basketball and said, "Wait a second, there's this big, lanky, left-handed forward playing for UCLA in the year I played, and I'm not getting any credit for it. And that's how it all started. And you would have in the college football game, you know, Florida with a big, thick, left-handed quarterback, right? White kid, you know, running around, throwing passes and physical. And Tim Tebow wasn't seeing a dime of that. And that's what it was, is that it was not using their images. But, I can understand that corporations have to make their profit, right? But what they're trying to do is they're not trying to negotiate the best deal. They're trying to negotiate the cheapest deal. And obviously, if you're going to get a good percentage of athletes that are just happy to make the money off of it, right? Like, just make a certain percentage of money or whatever, $500 or whatever like that. I mean, to a college kid, $500 is $500,
man. I was going to say, I would have loved you give me $500. Sure.
And for what? I mean, for to see yourself on a video game?
Right.
Then how cool is that?
Exactly. But I'm probably going to go play later on. Yeah.
But they're looking at this from the bigger picture side of it. So I understand both sides in some ways. Again, if you're a business, you want to pay the least amount possible, right? Now, I'm sure that the top players, again, let's look at this year, okay? Yeah. So I guarantee you Marvin Harrison Jr. isn't selling for $500.
No.
I guarantee you Caleb Williams isn't selling for $500. I guarantee you.
He's not even officially played yet, but Arch Manning, you think he's doing that $500?
Yeah, or Drake May. I mean, or guys like that. Like, they're not selling for $500. So you can miss everybody with all of that. But the, what do you want to say? The offensive lineman, the right guard for Iowa will probably play
probably
get the, you know, or the center for Oregon will probably take the $500. And I can understand that. I mean, again, I have no problem with that. Again, everybody should be able to cash in on all of this. So I see both sides of this. But again, when you dangle $500 out to some kids, they're going to take that.
Yeah.
And that's where Absolutely. The tricky part comes into all of this, is that, so what they say is, as far as the game's future, the Brander Group lawsuit does not concern the reported $500 off, offer, nor are there any college athletes involved in the lawsuit. The issue here is not compensation, rather which group represents the players and schools that EA Sports wants to include in the college football video game during negotiations. Brander's allegations amount to seeking involvement with any deals that EA Sports makes with the 54 Division I schools for whom Brandt typically handles NIL licensing. Fans might panic because the original line of the NCAA-branded video games were killed by a lawsuit, but that was a different scenario. Yeah, that was the Ed O'Bannon case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's where that all started from, is they weren't getting anything.
Exactly.
Like, there was zero in the kitty.
Nothing.
And Ed O'Bannon was watching and saying, wait a second, that's me. That's the big left-handed player from UCLA, that's me.
That's me, yeah.
And I wasn't getting anything for it. So that's why the thing blew up as far as, you know, the video game. It wasn't that they weren't paying enough money when they weren't paying anything.
Wasn't getting paid at all.
Yeah, they weren't paying anything.
Look, man, whatever we have to do so that way I can play college football on my PlayStation again, get it done. Just please, whatever we have to do, because I, for the love of God, I miss playing NCAA.
When's the last time the game came out? Pre-pandemic?
Maybe like 7 or 8 years pre-pandemic. Like, I think the last NCAA football, I think, was 13, I think.
Wow.
2013.
The lawsuit started in 2009 for Ed O'Bannon.
Yeah.
Is when his lawsuit started. But it had to go through the entire chain of court system.
Yeah.
So
I want to say 2012, 2013, I think, was the last time.
Wow, I didn't realize it was. I didn't realize it was that long ago.
Yeah,
I
mean,
it's
been over a decade.
Wow, okay,
about a decade.
Okay, I mean, I've never played it, so I have no idea.
Man,
so
you're missing out. It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I've played Madden and all that kind of stuff, but
yeah,
I'm good. You know, at 51 years old, I'm too tired. Okay, I can't stay up late at night. Again, I played Atari 2600 and Atari 5200 when I was 11 years old. I can't stay up that late anymore. So anyway, Nick Saban talking to Joel Klatt, how the fact that he is still upset about the fact that Alabama was not in the playoffs last year. Quote, all we do is take the teams that win the most games at the end of the year, put them into the playoffs. But do you really get the best teams? When they told me that we would be favored against three of the four teams that got in the playoff, I'm like, why aren't we in the playoff? Because they didn't win the right games. Doesn't there have to be something said for winning, not point spreads? I mean, there has to be something that says, okay, more than just winning your games, more than just having point spreads, you have to win your games. And they didn't win the right games. They didn't win enough games. Sorry. And anyway. All right, when we come back, thoughts about the Hawks, and would Kyle Kuzma be a guy that interests you? We'll talk about that next. We'll open up the phone lines too. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. You're
on my mind. Nights with John.
We should be so lucky.
It's the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. 404-726-0929. That's both our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, and it is our phone line if you want to jump in and talk a little Hawks basketball as we get ready for the NBA draft coming up here on Thursday. It'll be Caleb Johnson, myself, and Deshaun Tate, Sparty, that will be a part of all the draft coverage. So earlier today, a guy that I wanted a few years ago opted out of his player option, and that was Kyle Kuzma. And he was set to make $13 million this year for the Washington Bullets. He had a career-high 21.2 points per game, averaged 7.2 rebounds. He's a swing forward, 6'9", 221, power forward, small forward. Been around in the league for how many years now has he been in the league? So 5 years. This will be his sixth year coming up in the NBA. His seventh year in the NBA. Sorry, got that wrong. Seventh year coming up in the NBA. And I asked Dom the question earlier that would he be a suitable replacement for a John Collins? Is he a better player than a John Collins? I don't think they're massively dissimilar, but I think Kuzma may be a little bit better player. They're about the same age and experience wise. Obviously, he's been part of an NBA championship team. I think he's been a part of two NBA. Has he been a part of two NBA championship teams?
No, I think just the one, because he was in LA and then he got traded to Washington.
Okay, yeah. So he was the champ with the Lakers, yeah. and then got moved to Washington. So. All rookie selection, obviously had a pretty good year last year, not a great 3-point shooter or anything like that. But again, when you average 21-7, you know, in the league, that's still good numbers, when all is said and done. If he could do that for the Hawks, I mean, that would be a pretty good thing. But, you know, we were talking about this earlier that the Hawks are really right now linked to just about everybody in the NBA, from Pascal Siakam to Kristaps Porzingis. Kuzma's a guy that is now available. Will the Hawks make a move as far as trade somebody and then sign him as a free agent? Because now he's a free agent. And he'll be, you know, he'll be a guy that is in demand as a free agent. He'll be one of the top free agent names that will be bantied about. And I wonder what the Hawks' plan is, because, you know, I was talking about this with Pat Benson earlier. I could see a scenario where the Hawks run this thing back. That, okay, we got Quinn Snyder. He's our coach. We're going to see what he can do with a full offseason with these guys. He's got a feel for what they are and are not. And we're going to see what he can do running it back with, you know, a whole offseason to work. And then if it doesn't work out well, then at the trade deadline, you start removing assets. Then at the trade deadline, you move DeJounte Murray, among other players, and you start cleaning house. And then you get yourself back down underneath the luxury tax. Because right now the Hawks are somewhere, I've heard $9 million, I've heard $13 million, somewhere in that $9 to $13 million range is where the Hawks sit right now in the luxury tax.
So as far as it goes, I think, because right now they're, as if I read it correctly, they're $8 million over the cap. With the luxury tax added to that, it would basically be like $13 million that they would have to pay.
Okay.
So they're $8 million over. Because they're $8 million over, it would be about $13 million that they'd have to pay in the luxury.
Okay. Yeah, because I think that they are somewhere around $9 million is what I had heard that they were in. Oh, because, again, there's the cap, and then there's the luxury tax cap. You don't get punished necessarily for signing your own guys, right? Because it's your top, I think, what is it? Your top nine or 10 contracts?
Yes. It's one of those two, 9 or 10.
Yeah. That's so right. It's some kind of fakakta math thing that it goes on. So, so it's like your top 10 contracts or what have you. So, again, and it doesn't try to punish teams for signing their own guys. Now, up until this year when the new collective bargaining agreement, you could only have two Supermax players on your team. Now you can have an unlimited amount. Of course, then again, how many Supermax players are there? And B, how many can you really end up getting? But nonetheless. So, again, they're trying to make it to where teams can sign their own guys for good money. But Kuzma's opting out of his player contract. And I wonder if John Collins is truly on the trade block, would Kuzma be a suitable replacement? Now, again, I've seen all kinds of names. I've seen Pascal Siakam, like I said. I mean, I've seen all kinds of names that are bandied about with the Atlanta Hawks because they are a team that probably is looking to change up something of their roster. Now, we say that in theory, but I'm not sure how the actual application of that is going to take place. Are they going to slash payroll? Are they looking to get cheaper? You know, Kuzma's a guy who probably would cost you $20 million a year, and that would be a pretty good bump for him, but it's still less than what John Collins is getting. And we know that, you know, the Hawks at the trade deadline, one of the things they did was, and that was the underrated part of the trade deadline was, yeah, they added some pieces, and then they also slashed payroll. They also reduced their payroll. And if Tony Ressler is not going to go in the luxury tax this year, I don't know when he's going to go into it. You know, it's hard to, again, if you draft guys and they outperform their contracts, then it makes sense to go in the luxury tax. But I don't have an understanding about where this organization is going. You're not going to get better by avoiding the luxury tax, and it's going to cost you assets at this point because you're in it and you've got most of your guys signed.
Yeah. Like, I guess the Hawks have to kind of in the same situation where they were last season. Do you feel like we're one big move away from getting to that level where we feel like we're competing and we're a top four team in the East and we're a championship contender? Or are we just like, hey, we got to kind of rebuild this thing on the fly and tear everything down?
Well,
and try and
I
go from there?
Again, I don't think that they are at the point where you tear everything down. I mean, if you told me we could have Jaylen Brown, then I would tell you we're a top three or four team in the Eastern Conference. I mean, if we could add Jaylen Brown to this roster with DeJounte, with Trae Young, even if I have to trade a Collins or a Capella or a DeAndre Hunter, I mean, if I have to trade one of those assets, then I trade one or two of those assets. But if I can start my roster with DeJounte, Trae Young, Jaylen Brown, okay, now I've got something. You know, and again, you'll probably have a Kongwu and some guys like that. You know, we talked about the idea of a trade that it was a trade for Jaylen Brown, and Day-Day was not in favor of this. Jaylen Brown for I believe it was the Hawks' first round pick, Jalen Johnson, AJ Griffin, and there was one other player. I can't remember who the player was. It wasn't even Collins yeah. or Hunter, but it was the first round pick.
Was it Capella?
No, it wasn't one of the starting players. Mm. So I mean, but again, you had to give up AJ Griffin, Jalen Johnson, and I think it was like and the draft pick and one other guy. So you gave up your young assets, basically.
Which, I'm with Day-Day on that. I don't want to give up Jalen and AJ. Maybe one of them.
You know what,
I don't
though?
Want to give up both.
You know what though? Second team All NBA doesn't grow on trees, man.
That's very true.
Again, look at, and I'm not saying he's all of the reason why, because obviously they have Jason Tatum as a first team All NBA player. But there's a reason why the Celtics are where the Celtics are at. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why we're at where we're at.
Yeah. Let me throw a hypothetical trade mm-hmm. at you. And again, I'm going back to DeAndre Ayton because I really want this to happen. Money-wise, it works, and I think the Suns would take it. You can do Clint Capella, DeAndre Hunter, and the 15th pick for DeAndre Ayton. Money-wise, it works. The Suns get depth that they desperately need. They get mm-hmm. a center that fits better for their offense and isn't going to be disgruntled in their role. And now DeAndre Ayton is happy because he's definitely going to be probably the secondary option as far as offense here in Atlanta.
How much is Ayton making right now?
He is set to make approximately $31 million. You also get to move on from the bad DeAndre Hunter contract.
Well, yeah, does anybody want DeAndre Hunter right now? I like Ayton. I don't like Ayton as a $31 million player that's just kind of getting into the first years of his deal, you know? And, you know, this was my thing about the Rudy Gobert thing is I get a player that does some similar things to Rudy Gobert for half the money in Clint Capella. I'm not saying that they are the same player. Gobert is a better defensive player, but Capella's good enough to defend the rim, and Capella's an elite rebounder. But nobody, I mean, Capella doesn't have to take a backseat to anybody as far as rebounding the basketball goes. So I like Ayton. I don't like Ayton for $31 million, but we'll see what happens. I do like Kuzma, though. I think if you trade John Collins, I think that could be a viable option. All right, when we come back, rank them, 404-726-0929. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, and After the Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Talking local sports.
Late at night.
It's the John Chuckery Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Headed to the top of the hour. JR Sports Brief coming up after us. 404-726-0929 at JMCH316 on Twitter. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends, picking Randy's brain, picking Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'em.
All righty. So, Mr. Chuckery, I have some pretty good lists here, I think, that you're going to enjoy this time. We'll start safe for work. Rank these owners from best to worst. So, number one is the worst owner.
Okay.
Michael Jordan, James Dolan, Dan Snyder, John Fisher, who is the owner of the Oakland A's.
John Fisher is a disgrace to the sports landscape. Dolan would probably be number two. Okay. At least Dan Snyder wanted to build a winner, even if he didn't know what to do. And then I guess I have to put Michael at number four.
Michael's four on your list. Okay. Very nice. I mean, I guess he, as an owner, wasn't a bad person, so to speak.
I mean,
like everyone else on the list is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, he doesn't fit in the same category as all those other guys.
He was just bad at his job.
He just wasn't a bad person. Yeah, I don't know. You know, again, a lot of times great players don't make great coaches and managers and owners and things like that.
Okay. Next up, this is one that I asked you about earlier.
Uh-huh.
This is the biggest idiots with guns.
Okay.
Rank them. Ja Morant, Gilbert Arenas, Jack Jones, Plaxico Burress.
Plaxico Burress because he shot himself in his car, right? Shot himself in his car, so he's number one. Gilbert Arenas because he actually brought the guns in and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the and you said
Jack Jones? He is the New England Patriots corner that's been in the news because he got caught in the airport with two fully loaded guns, and he's now facing 30 years in prison.
Yeah, he'll go number three, and then in all honesty, I mean, who'd you say was
Ja Morant?
Yeah, I mean,
or Ja Wick, as some people like to call him.
Right. I mean, technically, he did not break any laws. It's the perception of what he was doing.
Right.
And he was warned before not to do it, and then he went and did it again. So,
all righty. So I got one more rank 'em for you here.
Okay.
These, in light of Zion Williamson's situation on Twitter, if you're not aware, just look up the name Mariah Mills, and you'll see what's been going on. Granted, her account has been suspended because she's been going a little overboard. But this list.
What has she said?
Mariah Mills is the porn star who's been alleging that ever since Zion Williamson, because, you know, he announced that he had a baby.
Yes.
Mariah Mills is the porn star who basically alleged that she was his girlfriend and that she had no idea he had a kid. And now she's upset. And she was like, is just kind of been putting all his information and business out there on the Twitter streets. So that led me to this question. Rank these porn stars that were known or rumored to have dated a celebrity.
Okay.
So, Mariah Mills is number one. Tiana Trump is number two. Kiara Mia if you remember her. She is the one who went on the date with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
And then you have Jaden James, who I believe she was the one with Chuck Liddell
Was she not with Tiger as well?
She may have been.
I think she was with Tiger as well.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of that Tiana Trump. so that's number one. I'm a big fan of that Kiara Mia as well. Very much a big fan of her.
Porn star Jimmy. He's got good taste.
Yes. So I really like her, number two. I will put that Jaden James three. And I think she was with Tiger. I think she
would not surprise. Tiger apparently had a pretty extensive list.
Yeah. Well, again, from Perkins Waitresses all the way up. So I would put her number three, and then Mariah Mills number four.
Yes. Yeah. That if you can find some of her tweet, it was insane seeing her spiral. Because she's literally, like, before her account got suspended, I just looked at her page, and every single tweet mentioned him. Every single tweet that she's put out for, like, the last 3 days has been directed at him.
Wow. I mean, look, you get crazy after a while. You get crazy.
you get comfortable with whatever that lifestyle that he's providing. That's what it is.
Well, I mean, again, he's got, what, $191 million in his newest contract?
Yep.
All right, let's see here. Let's grab some from my Twitter page. Let's see here. From our buddy Marco, rank these Bee Gees songs. Jive Talkin', How Deep Is Your Love, Too Much Heaven, Night Fever. Well, again, Night Fever is just tremendous. I mean, that's one of the great songs of the 70s. So Night Fever go number one. I'm going to go How Deep Is Your Love number two. I'm going to go Too Much Heaven, number three. And I'm not a big fan of Jive Talkin'. I like You Should Be Dancing, but I'm not a big fan of Jive Talkin'.
Fair enough.
From my buddy J-Dub, rank these players by who will score the most touchdowns this year. London, Pitts, Robinson, Algier. I'm going to go Bijan Robinson, number one.
Agreed.
I'm going to go Drake London, number two. I'm going to go Tyler Algier three, and I'm going to put Kyle Pitts at number four.
At four. I'll tell you what, the Falcons better hope that we're wrong.
Oh,
Falcons
listen,
better hope that that list
is wrong. There have been promos that have played. He needs to be Travis Kelce.
Yes.
100 catches, 1,400 yards, a dozen touchdowns.
Let me ask you this. How big of a Pepsi drinker are you, or soda drinker?
I mean, little bits here and there,
little
but I mean, I've had Pepsi before.
Okay. So,
I mean, we don't say the word, you know, again, you understand in Atlanta, Pepsi's a four letter word.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, I recently, while I've grown up here in Atlanta, originally I'm from Chicago, most of my family is from there. So Pepsi was king for me.
Yeah, because you're a carpetbagger. That's why. Yeah. I mean, let's call it like it is. You're a dopey millennial carpetbagger.
Right, there we go. However, Pepsi came out with a new flavor, and it's mango, and it's delicious.
Oh, yeah, I've had it before.
Okay.
Yes,
so then,
I've had it before.
I want you to rank the Pepsi flavors.
Okay.
Mango, original, cherry, vanilla.
I'll go mango one. I'll go original two. I don't think I've probably had cherry in my life, so I like cherry flavored soda, and I never got the appeal of vanilla.
Really? Like, you know what I like about vanilla is that it's kind of like cream soda-y, and I enjoy cream sodas.
Okay.
Which is I know it's weird to a lot of people, but like cream soda and like root beer and stuff like that kind of are in the same boat for me.
So
I like
you enjoy those. Cream. All right. From our buddy Alvy Cohen, rank these TV franchises with too many spinoffs. CSI, NCIS, Law & Order, Chicago. That Law & Order has got, I mean, they literally have one called SUVs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why they don't like SUVs on the TV, but they don't like SUVs. So they're number one. That CSI is like just, it's way too much.
Yeah.
Like it's just way too many. So I'll go them number two. NCIS. Isn't that one that had Mark Harmon on it? Wasn't he in the NCIS?
And then they had NCIS, New Orleans? I think that's the one LL Cool J is on or whatever.
Okay. I have no idea. And then Chicago. I don't even know what Chicago is. Chicago was a play. Chicago was Richard Gere and Michael Douglas's wife, or what was it? Yeah, Michael Douglas's wife. Yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Chicago is, it's like a line of series. So like that's where like Chicago Fire and Chicago PD and stuff like that are on. They're relatively new. All of
Chicago Fire them. Down below. Well, anyway. All right, from our buddy Matt Ryan. Rank these super teams: the 99 Rockets with Hakeem, Pippen, and Barkley; the Portland Trail Blazers; the 2013 Lakers; and the 2014 Nets. I will take the 2014 Nets because they were a disaster with KG and Pearson and Joe Johnson and those guys. That was a disaster of a team. I'll take them number one. Pippen and Barkley and those guys were a disaster as well. I'll take them number two. I'll take the Trailblazers just in general number three. And then I'll take the Lakers because the other teams were a disaster. But, you know, Paul Gasol, Kobe, Kevin Nash, or sorry, Steve Nash, Dwight Howard. I still like Kobe and Gasol, but but those other teams are just disastrous.
You know what I remember about that team? I remember Steve Nash did an interview, and they were asking him, like, you know, what are you playing for? And he literally was just like, I'm playing for the money.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
when
absolutely.
He was with the Lakers.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
He literally just came out. He was like, it's the money.
All right, one last one from the text line. Rank these songs: J-Lo's Waiting for Tonight, Madonna Holiday, Christine Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle, Britney Spears, Hit Me One More Time. I'm going to go J-Lo Waiting for Tonight. I'm going to go Christine Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle. I'm going to hit I'm going to get Britney Spears, Hit Me One More Time. And I'm not a big fan of Holiday, but I love that era of Madonna.
Yes.
Dress You Up and some of those songs. I love that era of Madonna.
Just not
I'm
that
not,
song
yeah,
specifically.
I mean, Crazy Fair for enough. You, Dress You Up, I'm all into all of that. So, all right, when we come back, wrapping it up with the Love TKO, Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 910 on the game, the Odyssey.com app.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Talking local sports.
Late at night.
It's the John Chuckery Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 at the game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. Headed to the top of the hour, JR Sports Brief coming up after us. 404-726-0929 at JMCH316 on Twitter. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends, picking Randy's brain, picking Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'em.
All righty. So, Mr. Chuckery, I have some pretty good lists here I think that you're going to enjoy this time. We'll start safe for work. Rank these owners from best to worst. So number one is the worst owner.
Okay.
Michael Jordan, James Dolan, Dan Snyder, John Fisher, who is the owner of the Oakland A's.
John Fisher is a disgrace to the sports landscape. Dolan would probably be number two. Okay. At least Dan Snyder wanted to build a winner, even if he didn't know what to do. And then I guess I have to put Michael at number four.
Michael's four on your list. Okay. Yeah. Very nice. I mean, I guess he as an owner wasn't a bad person, so to speak.
I mean,
like everyone else on the list is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, he doesn't fit in the same category as all those other guys.
He was just bad at his job.
He just wasn't a bad person. Yeah, I don't know. You know, again, a lot of times great players don't make great coaches and managers and owners and things like that.
Okay. Next up. This is one that I asked you about earlier.
Uh-huh.
This is the biggest idiots with guns.
Okay.
Rank them. Ja Morant, Gilbert Arenas, Jack Jones, Plaxico Burress.
Plaxico Burress because he shot himself in his car, right? Didn't when that what
yes.
it was? He
yeah.
shot himself in his car, so he's number one. Gilbert Arenas because he actually brought the guns in and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the and you said
Jack Jones? He is the New England Patriots corner that's been in the news because he got caught in the airport with two fully loaded guns, and he's now facing 30 years in prison.
Yeah, he'll go number three, and then in all honesty, I mean, who'd you say was
Ja Morant?
Yeah, I mean,
or Ja Wick, as some people like to call him.
Right. I mean, technically, he did not break any laws. It's the perception of what he was doing.
Right.
And he was warned before not to do it, and then he went and did it again. So,
all righty. So I got one more rank 'em for you here.
Okay.
These, in light of Zion Williamson's situation on Twitter, if you're not aware, just look up the name Mariah Mills, and you'll see what's been going on. Granted, her account has been suspended because she's been going a little overboard. But this list.
What has she said?
Mariah Mills is the porn star who's been alleging that ever since Zion Williamson, because, you know, he announced that he had a baby.
Yes.
Mariah Mills is the porn star who basically alleged that she was his girlfriend and that she had no idea he had a kid. And now she's upset. And she was like, is just kind of been putting all his information and business out there on the Twitter streets. So that led me to this question. Rank these porn stars that were known or rumored to have dated a celebrity.
Okay.
So, Mariah Mills is number one. Tiana Trump is number two. Kiara Mia, if you remember her, she is the one who went on the date with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
And then you have Jaden James, who I believe she was the one with Chuck Liddell
Was she not with Tiger as well?
She may have been.
I think she was with Tiger as well.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of that Tiana Trump. so that's number one. I'm a big fan of that Kiara Mia as well. Very much a big fan of her.
Porn star Jimmy. He's got good taste.
Yes. So I really like her, number two. I will put that Jaden James three. And I think she was with Tiger. I think she...
Would not surprise... Tiger apparently had a pretty extensive list.
Yeah. Well, again, from Perkins Waitresses all the way up. So I would put her number three, and then Mariah Mills number four.
Yes. Yeah. If you can find some of her tweets, it was insane seeing her spiral, because she's literally like, before her account got suspended, I just looked at her page, and every single tweet mentioned him. Every single tweet that she's put out for like the last 3 days has been directed at him.
Wow. I mean, look, you get crazy after a while. You get crazy.
you get comfortable with whatever that lifestyle that he's providing. That's what it is.
Well, I mean, again, he's got what, $191 million in his newest contract?
Yep.
All right. Let's see here. Let's grab some from my Twitter page. Let's see here. From our buddy Marco, rank these Bee Gees songs. Jive Talkin', How Deep Is Your Love, Too Much Heaven, Night Fever. Well, again, Night Fever is just tremendous. I mean, that's one of the great songs of the 70s. So Night Fever go number one. I'm going to go How Deep Is Your Love, number two. I'm going to go Too Much Heaven, number three. And I'm not a big fan of Jive Talkin'. I like You Should Be Dancing, yes, but I'm not a big fan of Jive Talking.
Fair enough.
From my buddy J-Dub, rank these players by who will score the most touchdowns this year. London, Pitts, Robinson, Algier. I'm going to go Bijan Robinson, number one.
Agreed.
I'm going to go Drake London, number two. I'm going to go Tyler Algier, three. And I'm going to put Kyle Pitts at number four.
At four? I'll tell you what. The Falcons better hope that we're wrong.
Oh,
Falcons
listen,
better hope that that misses.
There have been promos that have played. He needs to be Travis Kelce.
Yes.
100 catches, 1,400 yards, a dozen touchdowns.
Let me ask you this. How big of a Pepsi drinker are you, or soda drinker?
I mean, little bits here and there.
Little
but I mean,
here
I've had there. I've had Pepsi before.
Okay. So
I mean, we don't say the word, you know, again, you understand, in Atlanta,
yes,
Pepsi's a four-letter word.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, I recently, because obviously me, while I've grown up here in Atlanta, originally I'm from Chicago, most of my family is from there, so Pepsi was king for me.
Yeah, because you're a carpetbagger. That's why. Yeah. I mean, let's call it like it is. You're a dopey millennial carpetbagger.
Right, there we go. However, Pepsi came out with a new flavor, and it's mango, and it's delicious.
Oh, yeah, I've had it before.
Okay.
Yes,
so then,
I've had it before.
I want you to rank the Pepsi flavors.
Okay.
Mango, original, cherry, vanilla.
I'll go mango one. I'll go original two. I don't think I've probably had cherry in my life, so I like cherry flavored soda, and I never got the appeal of vanilla.
Really? Like, you know what I like about vanilla is that it's kind of like cream soda-y, and I enjoy cream sodas.
Okay.
Which is I know it's weird to a lot of people, but like cream soda and like root beer and stuff like that kind of are in the same boat for me.
So
I like
you enjoy those. Cream. All right, from our buddy Alvy Cohen, rank these TV franchises with too many spinoffs. CSI, NCIS, Law & Order, Chicago. That Law & Order has got, I mean, they literally have one called SUVs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why they don't like SUVs on the TV, but they don't like SUVs. So they're number one. That CSI is like just, it's way too much.
Yeah.
Like it's just
yeah.
way too many. So I'll go them number two. NCIS, isn't that one that had Mark Harmon on it? Wasn't he in the
yes.
NCIS?
And then they had NCIS, what, New Orleans? I think that's the one LL Cool J is on or whatever.
Okay. I have no idea. And then Chicago, I don't even know what Chicago is. Chicago was a play. Chicago was Richard Gere and
right.
Michael Douglas's wife, or what was it? Yeah, Michael Douglas's wife. Yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Chicago is, so it's like a line of series, so like that's where like Chicago Fire and Chicago PD and stuff like that are on. They're relatively new. All of
Chicago Fire down below. Anyway. All right, from our buddy Matt Ryan, rank these super teams: the 99 Rockets with Hakeem, Pippen, and Barkley, the Portland Trail Blazers, the 2013 Lakers, and the 2014 Nets. I will take the 2014 Nets because they were a disaster with KG and Pearson and Joe Johnson and those guys. That was a disaster of a team. I'll take them number one. Pippen and Barkley and those guys were a disaster as well. I'll take them number two. I'll take the Trailblazers just in general number three. And then I'll take the Lakers because the other teams were a disaster. But, you know, Paul Gasol, Kobe, Steve Nash, Dwight Howard. I still like Kobe and Gasol, but
yeah.
But those other teams are just disastrous.
You know what I remember about that team? I remember Steve Nash did an interview, and they were asking him, like, you know, what are you playing for? And he literally was just like, I'm playing for the money.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
when
absolutely.
He was with the Lakers.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
He literally just came out. He was like, it's the money.
All right, one last one from the text line. Rank these songs: J-Lo's Waiting for Tonight, Madonna Holiday, Christine Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle, Britney Spears, Hit Me One More Time. I'm going to go J-Lo Waiting for Tonight. I'm going to go Christine Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle. I'm going to get Britney Spears, Hit Me One More Time. And I'm not a big fan of Holiday, but I love that era of Madonna.
Yes.
Dress You Up and some of those songs. I love that era of Madonna.
Just not
I'm
that
not,
song
yeah,
specifically.
I mean, Crazy Fair For enough. You, Dress You Up, I'm all into all of that. So, all right, when we come back, wrapping it up with the Love TKO, Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 99 on the game, the Odyssey.com app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.